This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And welcome. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. Joining us now is, we welcome back Tom Cohen, and I adore his daughter, Elena, and I work with her. And Tom, you've been in the industry, and you have used cannabis, and you have been an outreach consultant, and I'm always so happy to talk with you because you are in the trenches. You really understand what people need, what people are looking for, why they're using this plant. And tell us your own experience with this plant before we go any further.
Sure. Well, cannabis has been a big part of my life, as you know, since the early 70s. And when I say a big part of my life, it was really mostly for the socialization aspect of it. Everyone was back in the 70s. Everyone was, you know, smoking cannabis and just using it to get together and have a good time. And I've always been a proponent of it. I've always been a fan of it. It made me, I think, a little more open and receptive to other people's and other people's points of view. I can tell you that as a writer and a producer and a director of training videos, which was my past career, and TV commercials, yes, it made me, I believe, more creative. It really spawned the juices to get going.
Right. So you had this marketing, commercials, director, producer background, and everything changed for you. And when did that change happen? And when did you decide to leave that part of the career and move into the world of cannabis?
I worked for, at one time, the nation's largest retailer, and they had a massive downsizing initiative back in 2008. So I was let go in 2008, and I was looking for other opportunities. I ended up working for a very large bank and financial institution in sales, in customer sales, point of contact, as a personal banker. And I did that. I was only hoping for a year. It ended up being 7 years because the industry and production had changed. Okay, it had really changed. And I won't go into the change. But the good thing about working in the bank was that it honed my customer relation skills, my relationship building skills, which is very key in retailing, and it's very key particularly in the cannabis space. So in 2014, there was In the Wind in Chicago that Illinois was going to be getting medicinal cannabis legalized. And I said, well, that's a bus I want to get on. And I just kept being very proactive and going to as many meetings as I could and talking to as many people as I could. And in 2015, I was hired by the first largest cannabis company in the state of Illinois. And I opened
Unbelievable.
Up their third dispensary. And I think one of the reasons I was hired so quickly was because of my educational background in cannabis. I took a lot of classes, and my retail experience and my training experience. So that's how I got into it.
We have to talk about some ugly things about the industry, but before we go there, and ageism is one of them. Ageism is a major piece of this. But before we go there, I have to ask you. You have been, your finger has been on the pulse of this industry for a lot of years now. What's the truth? What's really happening with the industry today, in your opinion? Give us a beginning of 2024 outline of what's really going on in this industry.
I can only tell you about Illinois, and I think the overarching comment about those of us in the industry, particularly in the trenches at the store level and at the grow level, is that it's becoming very corporatized. And I feel that it's losing some of the personal aspect of the industry and going more towards bottom line dollars and cents and investments and things like that. There has been scuttlebutt in the news that a lot of the MSOs are closing or they're retooling themselves, rebranding themselves, because there's just so much competition.
Yes, it's become, we've talked about this on the show, it's become so competitive. It really, every corner, and I say this in my neighborhood alone, well, not right in my neighborhood, but right down the street in the financial district, there's one of the former councilmen in Boston opened up a cannabis shop on High Street. How ironic, huh? There are a couple of them actually on High Street, but there's one on State Street, one on High Street, and one on Milk Street. I mean, there are just like so many within a very short amount of distance. And I can't imagine they're all going to succeed. I just can't imagine that there's that much business in a downtown area that is so isolated to begin with.
Because that's very true.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very true. And you know, if you talk to some of the industry people, they say we're not in competition with each other. We're one big family. We're all trying to promote and heal and give relief in that. But you are in competition. And, you know, here in Illinois, you've got 177 dispensaries. 55 of them are medicinal only. And we all carry the same product from the same manufacturers. So what it comes down to is availability of product and price of product. That's how people are shopping. However,
Tom, how are we doing with banking? Since you have a background in banking, what's the latest? And is this lack of accessibility to the banks going to ultimately choke the industry?
That's a little bit out of my comfort zone to really talk about. Oh, I know, because our banking for the dispensaries, I have no idea, to be honest with you. Money gets picked up and deposited into a bank account. I do think that the banks are doing themselves and customers disservice because they don't accept credit cards.
Right.
And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people want to use credit cards. Things need to loosen up. They really need to loosen up. And the banks are hurting themselves because they're not getting additional income or investment income from these cannabis companies.
Right. All right. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about ageism in the industry.
Yeah, well, I have experienced that firsthand myself. It is becoming more and more of a young person's industry, both from the sales and the management side of it in the stores. I'm not talking corporate. I'm just talking about, in the retail environment. My feeling is that more and more dispensaries, and I've gone and I've done mystery shopping for our company and just for my own edification, and I would like to see more people in their senior years, in their 50s and above, working in a dispensary. Because I think we have not only the skill sets, but we have the life skill sets. And here in Illinois, about 65-68% of the cannabis revenue is coming from seniors, 65 and older. And when I'm in the store, the seniors, the older people tend to gravitate more towards me because of my age, because of the way I look, and because of my knowledge base. And I think from, again, comments that have been given to me, they feel a little intimidated. This customer feels a little intimidated walking up to a younger individual and asking, what's the best modality? What's the best product? And I think they're even more intimidated, and don't get me wrong on this, about someone that's got a lot of tattoos. There's still that stigma, okay? And I've had people say that, well, I'd rather work with you. I don't trust someone that's got a lot of facial tattoos or what have you. But I don't see, ageism affecting the customer base. I see it on the employee side base.
Okay, interesting. It really is,
And I think, excuse me for saying this, I think that for retired people that want to look for a part-time job or want to get a job where they can impact somebody's life and make a difference, working in a dispensary is great. Yes, there's a knowledge curve you have to get over, but we have work experience. That's the other thing, is that the younger people don't seem to have the same commitment that the older folks do.
Absolutely. I know of someone that started on a Monday and by Tuesday afternoon was already gone.
It's funny that you said that because I was going to bring
that
up.
No, I'm serious. We're getting ready for a break. Give Elena's website out as we go to break, Tom Cohen.
Website is currently under construction, but you can reach me at TC3BIZ@gmail.com.
And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer. Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Stay tuned.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor, right? And use your insurance. Well, what would you do if you had a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem? Just like you would if you had a broken bone. And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons to call the Detox and Treatment Helpline. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-262-4690. That number again, 800-262-4690. Call today, 800-262-4690.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices. With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media?
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back. It is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Tom Cohen is joining us today, and Tom has been in the industry, direct sales, working with people. And I have to, the ageism piece that we were talking about, the industry, when I first started exploring the industry, getting ready to do this radio show, years ago now, it's been quite a few years, and I remember going to all the conferences, and you could count the number of females, you could count the number of blacks and browns, Latinos, Asian, and where are we today? And it feels like it's gotten a little better, but one would have thought, Tom, because of the nature of this plant and the early days of this plant, that it would be a different story, but it's not. So bizarre, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. You know, social equity is the big buzzword in the cannabis space right now, particularly here in Illinois. And it's interesting. I've been to many, many networking things, and there are all social inequity people there, which is great. Don't get me wrong. I think it's great. I think the problem is that right now here in Illinois, a lot of people have licenses. They won licenses, maybe not thinking they were going to get one, and they don't have the money to open up. They don't have the money to build, whether it's a grow or whether it's a dispensary. So, you know, retail license caps in some states and limited capital, I think, are forcing marijuana multi-state operators to focus more on wholesale cannabis sales. In 24.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to hiring. So I knew of a young woman in her mid-20s who got a job through Connection and thought it could be a really good landing place for her because she's trying to figure out what to do and where to go in life. And the industry is so exciting. And she lasted a day and a half, not even a day and a half. And the biggest problem they had was that she just couldn't leave her phone alone.
That's another interesting point you bring up, because that's a big issue. And it's not just a big issue in the dispensaries, but it's an issue everywhere. I was at walking through Home Depot the other day, and there were just a bunch of sales associates looking at their phone, not acknowledging my presence. We have that issue in our dispensary, and, you know, people are called out on it. And first you get a verbal warning, then you get a written warning, then you have to leave your phone in your locker, and then you may have to leave the building if it continues, but it's a repetitive problem. And the dispensary, the store, is your home, and you want to make the people coming in feel welcome and invited. And ignoring them by looking at your phone is not the way to do it. So we have a policy where no phones are allowed on the sales floor. You can make your phone calls at your 15-minute break or your lunch break, but that's a big issue. That's a very big issue. The other issue is, as we were talking about, is the education. And I remember the last time you and I spoke, I threw a number out at you that about 68% of the bud tenders in the United States are undertrained or not well-versed. And I think it's gotten better because there's more training that's coming out in that, and the stores and the management are making sure that you do have your 8 hours a year of training or whatever it is. So that's getting better. But that older generation really wants their questions answered. They want to be educated into cannabis and what can it do for me. So I think when it comes to hiring, you want to hire people that have a good, solid understanding of cannabis and what it can and cannot do. It's always going to be changing because new strains come out. new products come out. So you really have to be constantly monitoring all that. Not only education, but selling skills. How to talk to a customer, how to ask those probing questions, how to greet them, how to make them feel wanted. You know, maybe step behind the from behind the counter and cash register and COVID protection glass and go sit down with the customer and talk to them, because you're talking with people that have either limited experience or no experience with cannabis, but they want to get the belief. So they need to be talked to and they need to be massaged and welcomed in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so true.
You were saying about the woman that left in a day and a half. We hired two people, one individual left after one day because he didn't want to sit in the patient intake center and do the training. Another person left after a week and a half because it was just wanted to sell weed.
Yeah.
And it's more than just selling weed, you know.
Exactly.
I mentioned that you got 177 dispensaries. You all carry the same product, but people are going to come back. You're going to increase your footsteps and get repetitive customers because of the salespeople, not because of the product. Yes, maybe because of the pricing, they're going to come back because it's retail and everybody shops for sales. But it's that bud tender, it's that patient care representative behind the counter that is creating that relationship to bring that person back. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, I have a lot of customers that come back just because of me.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. As I'm talking to you, I'm thinking, imagine finding someone like Tom who has a wealth of experiential background in many fields, and being able to have a conversation he's so easy to talk to and so knowledgeable. Who wouldn't want to? And I remember years ago, oh my gosh, I was in Florida and there was a store that I had to pick up something, and every single person in that store was over 60. Every single person that worked there. And you were greeted, you were taken to where you needed to go to find, it was a natural food store, huge natural food store, and it was just the most warming and delightful experience of retail. It was like a happening. Everybody was filled with joy. They wanted to be there. They wanted to help you.
That's the way it should be. You know, that's the way it should be.
Hey, I have to ask you.
Yeah.
What are we going to be doing in 2024? Is this election going to have any impact in the industry?
I hope it does. I hope it has a positive impact. I hope that it gets reclassified. And of course, that's going to bolster sales again, maybe even lower prices. It's going to create more competitiveness. But it's about time that, you know, government gets on the bandwagon and sees that this truly is a medicine that can help people. And it has great, great effects. According to BDS Analytics, and they're a cannabis marketing company, they put things into perspective and they say 30% of cannabis consumers, in legal states, fully legal states, both recreational and medical, are old 55 or older. So the boomer market is still a very, very viable market. I mean,
yeah.
It creates about 25% of all dispensary sales.
Wow. Hey, can you stay for one more quick segment?
Sure.
Okay, we'll be back with Tom Cohen in just a moment. This is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD. but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242, 800-243-5242, or visit us at oreganol.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
And And welcome back, Cannabis Truck A to Z, an educational odyssey. And I love having Tom Cohen on so many levels because he's so knowledgeable and really understands and gets the pulse. But you were just starting to share. We have so much more to talk about. You were sharing about this marketing company, and go ahead and finish that thought.
You brought up this wonderful experience that you had in this grocery store, and that's what it's all about, creating the customer experience. And what I believe is the number one driver for boomers in choosing their dispensary, or any store for that matter, is trustworthy and professional staff. And I think those two things trump price, and they trump the location for this group of consumers. People are willing to drive miles for this. Miles for this. I'm a big fan of Blue Dream. Our dispensary did not have it. Local dispensaries near me did not have it. In downtown Chicago, I found a dispensary that had it. So I drove the 20 miles or the 40 miles round trip to get it. And I'm that age group. So I think the biggest thing, though, is when it comes to hiring, it's retail. And if you can hire people that have retail experience and face-to-face customer interactions, you're going to be getting those return customers. You're going to be getting those five-star Google ratings because that's what it's all about. It's all about building a relationship. You can still go into any dispensary and buy the same product, but you're not going to have that person behind the counter that says, "Oh, hi, Frankie. How's your arthritis? You know, how did tincture?"
So that's what I want to talk to you about. This is really good. This is good. What are people coming in, and why are they coming in? To just get high? Are they coming in to try? I was recommended this particular strain. Are they coming in because they have arthritis? Are they coming in because they have stress? Are they coming in because they can't sleep? What are you seeing in the customers? You're interfacing with them every day. What are they coming in for?
Yes to everything you said. For all of that. It's a plethora. And being able to address those issues is key. 64% of cannabis consumers, particularly the boomers, consume for health and medical reasons. And then that 60% also purchases for recreational and social benefits. Okay. But the arthritis is huge. Sleep would be number two, I think. 65% of our sales, and if this is a recreational dispensary I'm in right now, are for medical reasons.
Yeah. So they're coming in for relief of pain.
The way the world is right now.
Yeah. I was going to just say the way the world is right now is there's a lot of stress around.
There is. And occasionally that'll be brought up. I have a lot of anxiety. Here in Illinois, adult sales accounted for about 80% of total sales revenue. And this includes solid marijuana infused edibles, which are growing, liquid marijuana infused edibles, such as tonics and tinctures and drinks, and the drinks are building momentum, extracts, topicals, things of that nature. So it's a plethora of customers that are coming in with questions and issues and debilitating conditions, and it's a plethora of products that we have to give them the relief.
Yeah. I think that we don't talk enough about the breadth and the width of this plant, Tom. And not only can it help, I have a friend who is not in this country, who has a very disgusting, rare form of brain cancer. And her brain cancer is like a spider web. It just goes out and it just grabs into the brain. and Herg Leo is really the worst you can get, and she has the worst level you can get. Mm. And they did an operation on her a few weeks ago, several weeks ago, and it's still not, it doesn't matter. So what she's doing now is she is trying every angle. She's trying every single angle, and she found people in England, New Zealand, and another country that have survived this. They're very rare that survive this form of cancer, this brain cancer. And she found them, and she found out what they were doing. And they're doing an oil, a CBD a concoction, and a couple with the Entourage effect. But they're doing suppository oils, mm-hmm. and those have saved their lives. She's doing a ketogenic diet so that the body, the glucose will not feed the cancer, which it does when you're eating a regular diet. And a real ketogenic diet is 85% of the caloric intake comes from fats, and you restrict the calorie intake to no more than 1,200 calories a day. So the majority of her food is coming from healthy fats, very healthy fats, and no sugar, absolutely no sugar.
Cancer loves sugar.
Cancer loves sugar. And so, you know, will this be the answer for her? I'm praying that it is. But it's worked for so many. Do we want to put more hope into this plant? Do we see the economics of it, that there are countries in Europe that are using hemp instead of concrete? It's hempcrete. That the fabric from this plant is used because it's so durable. I mean, homes are being built with hemp.
It's a phenomenal plant. I mean, it's probably the best plant in the world. It has the most uses.
But it really does.
It's a lifesaver. It's a lifesaver.
And so the fact that we're having this conversation, I just want people to know that there are extreme cases where this plant, not that it's going to cure all. I'm not saying that. But I am saying that there's research that needs to be done in this country, that has been done in Israel, that has been done in Spain, that is showing the promises. Now we're starting to see the CBN and the CBG and all the different letters, CBA. We're starting to see the different strains that can help with sleep, that can help with pain. And you know,
I was going to say, and to capitalize upon those different cannabinoids.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the CBN. Yes, it all boils down. You know, what you're saying is very true. There needs to be more research done in the United States, and hopefully with the reclassification, I'm being positive now, that will begin to happen. But you're so right about all the research and the studies that are done in the European nations and in Israel, where we should be taking a look at that as well. It's numbers don't lie, and it's irrefutable that this does help. I mean, it's not a magic bullet. It's not a panacea. Yes, you have to work with your physicians to find the perfect regime, but it does help.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, this has been, I'm so excited that you came on, because as I said, you're right in the trenches of the industry. You're in the pulse of it. And to hear, what people are using, it is fascinating to hear about the ageism. And I think this has been an absolutely fabulous conversation. How do you see, and we just have another minute left, how do you see the changes happening in the next year, if any?
Very slowly.
Okay.
Very slowly.
I agree with you.
I still think the big companies are going to be focused on organic wholesale growth. Okay, and a lot of the MSOs are losing money. So they may be getting rid of the dispensaries and just focusing on manufacturing. But time will tell.
Makes sense. It's been an interesting twist and turn, and someday the road is still paved with lots of opportunities, but it's been an interesting, lots of interesting twists along the way. Tom Cohen, as always, thank you so much for being with us today. We so appreciate it.
And Frankie, thank you for having me. Always a pleasure.
And we'll take a quick break and be right back. Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab-tested to contain 0% THC.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. And my dear friend Mark Goldman is with us today. And we're just talking about what's happening and what will become very soon. So medical cannabis legalization could also advance in Nebraska.
Absolutely.
North Carolina.
Yep.
South Carolina.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. So in Nebraska, activists are once again making a push to put medical marijuana legalization on the state ballot, the third time in a many election cycles. While past efforts have been derailed by legal challenges and fundraiser setbacks, Nebraskans for Medical Marijuana, also known as NMM, a very good group over there, is optimistic that it will meet the moment in 2024.
Already, good for them. Good for them.
Absolutely. Already, the campaign says it collected enough signatures from more than a dozen counties. They have plenty of time. They have plenty of money, a lot of donations. In addition to collecting signatures from at least 7% of registered voters in the state, the campaign needs valid petitions from at least 5% of the voters in a minimum of 38 of the 93 counties. So really, it's not a hell of a lot. And I think they're going to get some medical marijuana out there in Nebraska.
In South Carolina, they're also, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. Who knows, though? You never know.
You know what? You absolutely never know. Also, in North Carolina, a bill to legalize medical cannabis has passed the Senate just this past March, but it's stalled out in the House due to an informal rule that prevents legislation from going to the floor with most of the majority parties buy-in. So, you know what? It's super-duper political at this point in North Carolina, so we'll just have to see what happens this year.
Yeah, yeah. What's going on with the banking? Because you and I both know that this banking business is just so crazy. It is absolutely crazy, crazy, crazy.
You know what? I agree. It's absolutely crazy. It's absolutely way too political, and it's really not fair on a lot of the cannabis, marijuana sort of bankers. There's been a widespread frustration over the delayed U.S. Senate consideration of bipartisan bill to safeguard banks that work with state legal marijuana businesses. The Secure and Fair Enforcement Regulation, also known as the Safer Bank Act, cleared the Senate Banking Committee last September 2023, but it didn't make it to the floor despite leadership's repeated pledges to advance the legislation. In a floor speech in this past December, Senate Majority Leader Party Chuck Schumer from my state of New York reaffirmed that the bill will be among the chamber's top priorities heading into the new year, though he cautioned that it would require bipartisan collaboration, and that, you know, kind of work in politics is definitely not easy and won't be easy at all.
And very exciting, very exciting. Our last story, and I am so thrilled about this. Tell us about California and Massachusetts, please.
California, and your home state of Massachusetts to consider psychedelic legalization proposal. So the California governor, Gavin Newsom, vetoed a bill in 2023 to legalize psychedelic possession and promote the establishment of a regulated access framework. But he also encouraged the legislators to deliver a revised dial-back version that focuses on therapeutic uses. And that's exactly what the Senate sponsor said he will be doing in 2024. So, Senator Scott Wiener, he's a Democrat, said at a recent event in California, is at an inflection point of psychedelic reform, and is confident, he's confident that the amended legislation he introduced with the Assembly GOP will kind of move forward through the legislature and hit the governor's desk this year. Meanwhile, in your home state of Massachusetts, activists said in December that local election clerks across the state has certified that they turned in more than enough valid signatures before the legislation consideration of psychedelic legislation initiative before potentially putting the issue on the state's ballot in 2024. So California and Massachusetts, they're looking into it, and I think it's going to pass in both states.
I think that is exciting news, Mark, because if you are someone who is clinically depressed and you do not want to take medication, microdosing is a perfect example. Microdosing could be the answer. It could absolutely be the answer. And we are not getting that kind of support. And that's sad. It is really sad because you can't get a practitioner to work with you because it's not legal. And, you know, it's a catch-22. It's an absolute catch-22. And it's just a downright shame, absolute shame. And I have to ask you, we just have a few moments left on the show today. Do you see that you've been talking about this subject with me for years now? You've been on for years.
Yep.
Do you see, because all of these states are starting to become part of the main stream of connecting with cannabis, that becoming legal, they're opening up the doors. Do you see this being an opportunity for the feds to come in and to say, yes, we need to legalize this across the board?
I don't even have an answer for that. There's so much going on with all the various states, the federal government, talking to the state government. I don't know.
Yeah.
Definitely hard one to think about.
All right. Well, it's something for us to ponder with.
Absolutely.
What a wonderful kickoff to 2024, Mark Goldman. I always appreciate your time. Give us the best website, please.
GoldmanMcCormick.com. Come down, check us out, say hello.
Absolutely. And thank you all. This has been another edition of Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day, everybody. And as always, smile.
Have you ever wondered how confectionaries are made, how spirits are distilled, or how scallops are harvested? Well, I'm Karen Antonini, the host of the Cultivated by Karen show. Each week, we'll take you around the world from the shores of Nantucket to the hills of Donegal to the Douro Valley. Our guests share their inspiring journeys, recipes, tips, insights, and more. Find us on Apple Podcasts, iHeart, and Spotify. If you enjoy the show, please don't forget to subscribe and like. Follow us at Cultivated by Karen Show on Instagram.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions 06604 is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions 06604. Call us at 203-522-8801.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.